today we have a real treat. We have examples of pain body release process that we will be going over to as well. So I'd like to introduce Luis Diaz. I believe he's on the line.
Good evening and welcome to everybody. Today is the teleseminar number 3. We had already 2 in the last 2 months that are available for you to listen to and update to the work that we are going to be doing today. We cover the cellular memory foundation and explaining the different steps of the cellular memory process. We cover the patterns that we get addicted to, not just substances. We get addicted to emotions. We repeat the same patterns in relationships or finances, profession, health. We've been explaining the neural net repatterning process in the teleseminar number 2. And the plan for today is to give you in this hour the introduction to the pain body work, the pain body release process that we use as a central tool of the CMR work. Probably several of you are familiar with the work of Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, The New Earth. He actually talked a lot about the pain body. Today we're going to cover the beginning practical piece, the basics of the PBR process, pain body release process. We're going to go through some exercises. And to begin with, I'd like to share with you some facts about the pain body. What is the pain body? You know, it's an expression we use to define an energy field in us. It's the accumulation of negative emotional charge coming from past pain, past trauma, experiences that we had to witness or we had to experience ourselves in the womb, in the moment of birth, or anything that could happen to us up to this moment. Sometimes there are big contractions of the pain body that happened maybe a month ago. We don't have to be a child to get wounded. Although those wounds that happen when we are very young are those that actually condition us the most. I always say that a baby, a toddler, is like a piece of fresh clay that you can market, and then that clay gets cooked and it becomes an adult, civilized adult, that has all these marks on himself and keeps repeating those patterns endlessly until you become aware of them and you transform them, you change them. So the pain body is, as I said before, is an energy feeling that pretty much makes us feel very uncomfortable. Physically, emotionally, we end feeling frustrated, anxious, afraid, grief, sadness, guilt, shame. All those things that we don't want to feel, pretty much. Those things that probably bring you to this teleconference. You could be somewhere enjoying yourself, but we know we're trying to find ways to feel better because we don't. We all have a pain body. It's actually the light body, the joy body, in contraction. All babies, all times, all races, we come the same. Spontaneous, loving beings. We talked about the baby, free to express ourselves, free to say no. Then we grow up and we say yes. Many do that. The joy body is what we all want to experience. We want to feel loving and sharing and connecting and feel free. And we don't. We are afraid, we're anxious, especially in these times. There's a lot of fear building up a lot of anxiety, a lot of negative expectation. Our mind is showing to us horrible pictures of the future, and that really affects our well-being. So the more fear we feel, for example, the more we contract. When we run fear in our system contracts. And remember that we talked about the two main processes that our cells have to go through, the process of expansion and growth, where the cells reproduce and get creative. We feel creative, we feel open, and we feel trust. And the other opposite process, that is the process of fear, protection, and defending ourselves. Therefore, our immune system gets activated because it thinks that we're being attacked, and it has to be alert and vigilant, and pretty much our whole attitude changes from openness and trust to being cautious, being prepared, being ready for whatever it may happen. So that's the protection, the contraction process in the cells. So that's actually what it creates, the pain body. And we have a list of traits about the pain body that we'd like to share with you. They're actually Release the Pain Body ebook.
Yeah, I have the list right here.
You like to read it for us?
Sure. Well, let's see if anybody out there that's human can identify with some of these. Every time I read this list, it's like it's new to me as I go through my life. So some of these you might find familiar. These are sort of general points, and then some get more specific. So I'm going to go through them one by one. So the pain body isn't a problem of some individuals only, but it's a trait common to all humans. The pain body is the pain each human being inherits and shares with others. We're all really swimming in this together. We all receive our share through our DNA, and it's not a personal thing, and by any stretch. Which actually that's good news. It gives us the ability to be more empowered and to be able to make a choice and investigate it in these ways. Nations and societies also have their own collective pain body shared by all their members. So even though this is worldwide, of course, and it's more that, you know, cultural programming. Luis has talked about programming in the past teleseminars too. You know, Americans have a different viewpoint in general than, you know, Latin Americans. Those of you who've traveled definitely know cultures are very different in their beliefs and reactions, behaviors. So definitely there's influence coming from the DNA at the cultural and society level. The pain body is a pain remnant, like a residue. It's the combined result of the resistance to and denial of something we experienced. Now, this point actually is probably one of the biggest, because when we say no or we deny, we're actually contracting our bodies and we're actually sending those signals to our cells, and they hang on to it. So the resistance to life, to what it brings, can really compound pain when we're constantly resisting, which leaves us in this place where we feel it more often than feeling the natural joy that we are. Another point here is that it's recognized when some insignificant event triggers a disproportionate response. So how many of you out there, you know, a little thing happens, but it turns into a big thing? Does that happen with anybody out there? If I could hold my hand up, I'm holding it up right now. It's happened to me. So that's definitely something that shows that the pain body is in charge in the moment. It's also recognized in your reaction when something goes wrong or when someone says something you find annoying. So those are basically the same thing. You know, somebody says something to me and, you know, I go on thinking about it, I'm annoyed. And really what's happened is the pain body has just kind of come to the foreground and is basically running the show of my life when that's going on. The pain body emerges when the vital energy can't flow freely. then pressure accumulates and pain appears. So the natural vital energy life force, the expansive force, when it's trying to flow, it is flowing, but the pressure and the compounding of the pain is like a cloak, an emotional armor that is holding that back and contracting. When the pain body emerges, the feeling of unhappiness and emptiness increases up to an unbearable level sometimes. If we attempt to flee or to fight it, the pain grows. So the old saying, what we resist persists, that really plays a part in here. When we're resisting, we're really stockpiling it inside of our bodies for later when it wants to come up. Because the body actually naturally wants to cleanse. The cell wants, when it cleanses anything, even at the physical level, it's pushing from the inside out. And the same is happening on this intangible level with these emotions or the stored negative energy. It's being pushed from the inside out. So what's persisting is actually our natural state of our body wanting to push it out, but our mind comes in and blocks that because for whatever beliefs that we're holding on to, which we'll definitely get into how important beliefs are in the future teleseminars too. Symptoms of the pain body are different in each person, so it's not the same. May be perceived as a turbulence, a constraint, a rock in the solar plexus, a ball in the throat, a sensation of heaviness or heat, or a feeling of dizziness, terror, or intense pressure. We're dealing with energy, so all of these are just labels and pointing to, you know, the phenomena we feel in the moment when the pain body's triggered. The pain body may be submissive or aggressive. It may be passive or active. There are those that are always active, like what happens with people who suffer from depression or chronic irritability or physical pain, or people who have some sort of addiction physically, emotionally. The vital energy is often trapped in the pain body. Really, the pain body is our vital energy in contraction, and Luis could probably talk more about this. You know, the list goes on and on. Luis, would you like me to continue with this list, or?
No, I think it's enough to have an idea of what we are talking about, and I think that everybody in some way or another have experienced the pain body without putting this name to it. You know, the pain body is a label. We are trying to identify actually anything that feels uncomfortable or painful, both physically or emotionally.
Can I quickly mention two more? Because I see down here on the list a couple that will be really useful. One is the pain body likes drama. So the drama we have is a big indicator that the pain body's going on.
It's a very, very important piece in many, many relationships. And actually, the drama sells a lot of books and TV shows and newspapers.
Mm. And the second one here that I see, what is called karma, many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with that term. That is what we're referring to as the unconscious repetition of past energy patterns. So simply put, the stuff that's coming from what we're not even aware of from past generations, what our grandparents and beyond felt, we have that share. And that can be consciously solved and dissolved when we transform the pain body. The concept of what we attract, we're magnets. When we go into this and transform it, it's like our magnet changes. So,
yeah, and regarding this, I like to mention in the CMR process, through the transformation of the pain body, we access very, very old information from past generations. And how many of you are aware of this, but I was not. Most of my life, I thought that my life started when I was born. And through this process, I learned that actually most of my features, talents, virtues, deficiencies, and shortcomings are not really mine. I'm pretty much swimming in a soup of information is a combination of the features of my grandparents, great-grandparents, and the parents of the parents of the parents. Pretty much here I am experiencing a combination of all sort of energies and taking pride for them or beating upon myself. And that is one of the two things that we do, when actually none of that is really us. What we are is the one having the experience. And one of the main features of our civilization, our programming, is negative self-judgment and self-criticism that I consider is like a slow suicide. You pretty much attracting the negative features of your ancestors when you are criticizing yourself, when you are harsh on yourself. Internally, your system starts looking for any reason to back that up, because our body is very innocent. It's like a child. So whatever your mind says, your body is going to believe it. And if you say, I'm stupid, because for whatever reason someone called you stupid and you believed it, your body is going to find the right information in your past files coming from past generations, and it's going to validate that you are stupid, and it's going to reproduce exactly the features of your ancestors that felt stupid maybe 500 years ago.
Well, we have some questions coming in, Luis. One question that came in was about anxiety, about severe anxiety. I'd like to know how to overcome that anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Well, anxiety is the daughter of fear. When we are anxious, it's because we have fear in the body. The repression of fear is leaking out in the form of civilized anxiety. In our culture, anxiety is okay. You know, I say I'm anxious, I'm nervous, I'm concerned, I'm worrying. I don't say I'm afraid. Being afraid is like a wrong feeling in our programming. So when we are anxious, it's because we have suppressed fear. And the files are compacted like in a computer. You know, we are not much different than the way a computer is organized. I think that computers are really pretty much mimicking the way human beings are created. So we compact information and we put it in the corner, so I don't want to deal with it. But when we have too much of it, we have to deal with it, because it's taking too much life force to keep it compacted. So the way to work with anxiety is to feel it, is to make a space for it. And actually, when you start allowing anxiety, the fear is gonna come up. And when the fear comes up, you may feel like you wanna shake. And that's natural, and that's absolutely genuine to our design. Animals shake when they're afraid. They shake for 10 minutes, and they just go on with their lives. We humans store, and we keep it in storage because, you know, fear is behind anger, fear is behind sadness, and that's why there is so much anxiety everywhere.
Now, with all this talk, another question came in. It simply says, I don't want to do it, man. And I'd like to respond to that. Actually, part of this work is actually honoring where you're at. And if where you're at is resistance, that's where you begin. Because to go against what we've been doing all our lives, which is going against our truth, we're so used to it. But with this work, we have to give space for where we're at. Would you like to talk about that, Luis, for those who might think of this as a scary kind of thing?
Because our natural design is allowing. When a young child is afraid, express the fear. And he comes and tells you, I'm afraid. Cries or shakes or whatever it feels like doing. and 10 minutes later is playing and having fun. When we don't allow ourselves to feel what is going on in us, it goes in the waiting list. And that's actually what happens. We accumulate, we build up, and then there is not much joy in our life because we have all these pending businesses. So it is okay if you don't want to do it. It's good to know that you have options, that society is not your enemy, that there is a way to do it, and that you have the choice. You can keep storing it, or you can decide to move it and make it flow, pretty much in this, in the way that a river flows freely when you open the river dam. When the water is accumulated in the river dam, pressure accumulates. And when we have pressure accumulating in our system, it feels uncomfortable. So letting the energy flow is going to make you feel good. Maybe at the beginning you need a coach, you need help. There are CMR facilitators. That's what we do. We help people at the beginning. And then when you learn the process for yourself, actually you enjoy more doing the release than to store it. But, you know, everybody has its time to do it.
Okay. Actually, I kind of missed on this question. It was asked about anxiety, and one thing that was mentioned was when it comes to seeing doctors or anything medical, I have severe anxiety. So could you talk a little bit about how the memory of the past, of maybe an experience with a doctor or maybe mother's experience, and how that might be affecting, like sometimes how it might be just related to this interaction with this kind of person being medical? So I don't have anxiety in my workplace, and I'm a stock trader, but I have anxiety when I go to the doctor. Why do I have anxiety going to the doctor but not being a stock trader?
Yeah, well, any past experience that is recorded in your system that has to be with doctors, that creates mostly probably pain and fear, that may get triggered, you know? It's like if you had a bad experience with the dentist when you were 4 years old, you are 60 and you see a dentist and you run away. You know, that's something that we all know. So experience could be something that happened to you, or something that happened to maybe your mother when she was pregnant, or when she was young and she passed you that information. But at this point, I like to run a practical exercise for you to get acquainted with the energy in your body, and for you to be able to recognize both the joy body and the pain body. And to do that, I like you to stand up, or you can do that sitting if you want to, but standing up is better. And what I want you to do is first to scan your body. When you scan your body, you just notice that you have a body. It's very simple. You have legs, you have a back, you have a head, you have arms, the front of your body, and you just scan your body. And you notice whatever sensations that you may have at this moment. And what I want you to do is to bring to your awareness some past experience that creates for you stress, discomfort, negative emotions. Just think for a moment of a face or a situation, maybe being criticized, being judged. That's a trigger for most of us. Or you may think of something that you are anxious about, that you are afraid of, or you feel guilt or shame about. So just think of that. And when you do that, I want you to now raise your arms, like in front of you. Just raise your arms so that you can see your hands in front of you. And just hold your arms in that position for a moment while you close your eyes and you think of this thing that feels very uncomfortable for you. And while you do that, I want you to notice your body. You scan your body again, and you notice any sensation, any feeling, any emotion. While you think of that thing that you don't like. So just make note of these feelings and sensations and take a deep breath, open your eyes and just shake your arms, move your body. Realize that actually you are safe. You are being part of a teleseminar and you are learning new things. And maybe you want to write down some of the sensations or what you noticed. Like here I read already, someone wrote, I felt heavy. My arms heavy, and I had a tension in my neck. So just share with us what was it for you to trigger the pain body. That's what you did, consciously triggering the pain body. So someone here says, I felt like a churning and turning sensation in my belly, and my legs were very weak. Sensations like feeling nauseated. So again here, heavy arms, heavy body. The breathing was short. Good. So what I want you to do now is to, again, stand up, and now we're going to trigger the joy body, the light body. And the way we do this is going to a place in nature by yourself. In your imagination, you think of a place in nature that you like very much. And maybe a place in the mountains or the forest, the river, a waterfall, a nice garden, the ocean. Just choose a place. It may be a real place that exists, or you can make it up. And some people are very visual, so you can even see real images. Some people are more kinesthetic, so you may have sensations. What is the sensation of the wind, the sunshine, the warmth, the smell of the trees or the ocean? So just notice what this place makes you feel. Extend your arms in front where you did before. And hold your arms in front of you so you can see your hands in front of you. Close your eyes and enjoy this place in nature. Notice how good you feel in that place. And scan your body as you do that and notice what happened to your body. Sensations, just make notice of these sensations and feelings in you. Notice your body posture. And take a deep breath, and you may come out of this place, and you may write down what happened to you, what you noticed. Some of you may feel that your body was lighter, that your posture was different. Some of you may feel that you are taller. So this is the difference between experiencing the joy body and experiencing the pain body. And when we are running negative emotions in us is because there are negative thoughts supporting them, creating them. And our body feels, as a consequence, uncomfortable. You notice that you may feel very tired sometimes without reason, and then when you start tracking back what happened that day, something happened. A conversation, some news you heard, something that triggered in you fear or anger or sadness, and then your body pretty much feels like that way. Good. At this point, I'd like to see some questions, if there are questions. If not, I can keep talking about the pain body release process, how we do this process.
Well, there's a couple questions that came in, Luis. One had to do with extreme suppressed fear about being able to relate with what we're saying about, you know, getting in touch with it. But so how does one eliminate fear? So maybe we could talk a little bit about kind of the onion analogy might help.
Do you want to talk about it?
Basically, what I was going to say is, in my experience, is something that's recurring is just that's our share of what we're taking on and transforming. Just like my eyes are hazel and my brothers are blue, emotionally, we took on different shares of genetically of this information, and I have more fear than he does. So I can relate to having fear and having it come up, but I also know that spending time and doing this process, really learning these tools and doing it, it just gets less and less, and it becomes way more manageable. So instead of having a brick thrown at a brick wall, which you feel the impact if you're a brick wall, you'll feel that brick. You know, the more we transform these contractions, the more we're like a willow tree, the more it can pass through. It's not personal. It's just a randomness in terms of your share of the genetics. And another question, maybe you could take this, Luis, was about ringing the right ear, and can you use CMR to help that?
Yeah, well, ringing in the ears, I mean, it's about fear. The ears, in old Chinese medicine, they are connected with the work of the kidneys. And the emotion that blocks the work of the kidney meridian is fear and anxiety. Ringing in the ears many times is connected with an emotional cause. 7 people out of 10, they get good results working with the CMR process and the transformation of the pain body with ringing in the ears. I've seen usually is connecting with, I don't want to hear something. Maybe it's too much negativity in the environment, or I work in a place where there is too much noise, or something shocked my system. I am afraid, I'm holding fear in my system, and that's affecting the kidney meridian. So that's what I've seen so far in the ringing of the ear process. That what is good to consider is that our head is connected with the body through the neck. And the neck, even though it looks like a bridge, a simple bridge, it is not. In the neck we have center of expression, and that's the area that it gets blocked when we are not saying our truth, when we are holding stuff because we are afraid. We don't want to hurt people's feelings, or we want to be loved and approved and accepted. So many times we don't say our truth, we don't express our discomfort, we say yes when we want to say no, and our neck gets blocked. And energetically, when that happens, our head doesn't receive the natural flow of energy that it's supposed to receive and develops dysfunction. So we may have problems in the mouth, like dental problems, very common problems in our ears or in our sight, or foggy head, problems with congestion and sinusitis, neck problem, tension in the upper shoulders, thyroid problems, and the thyroid gland gets affected. So I don't know if that was your question, but that's what I can say in a few minutes about the importance of the neck and the importance of saying our truth, being able to express our truth. Otherwise, we start living a fake life. We start holding stuff. We lie to ourselves. We lie to others. And that doesn't feel good.
And, you know, when we say our truth, it's not that thing where, you know, you go to the opposite end and you're able to announce yourself with a passionate energy. Like, a lot of times that can be like frustration or anger coming out because you weren't saying your truth. But this is more about being able to integrate with these tools, connecting with our bodies, and being able to speak our truth from a place of knowing what we're feeling and feeling it from the inside, and connecting with our values or our needs and getting that out to people. So how we communicate is what leads to this dilemma that many people face, not just this comment that's come in on the Q&A, but I'm sure many, many, many people have face this. I know people in my family who have problems in their neck and their ears and their mouth, actually. So,
well, probably the main message that we can deliver today is that negative emotions are actually a way that our system has to tell us that we are disconnecting ourselves from our deep values, freedom, love, passion. If we don't exercise our values, our system is gonna create negative feelings. Now, when we don't feel those feelings and we suppress them because we were taught that those bad feelings are wrong, or we are wrong if we feel bad feelings, then we create a bigger problem because they accumulate and we become like a pressure tank. So we have a lot of anger, a lot of sadness, a lot of fear in our system. And if we don't find a way to move that energy out of the system, it's going to intoxicate us, and we're going to become very unhappy and very unhealthy. And another thing that happens when we hold negative feelings in our system, we pretty much become like a magnet for the same emotion. So if I have a lot of anger repressed in my system, I'm going to wear color glasses that they have the color of anger. So I'm going to see an angry war out there. I'm going to be afraid of people getting angry at me. I'm going to get angry easily, and maybe not expressing it, I hold a lot of resentment. I get angry at myself because I don't express my anger and keep repressing and keep creating a stronger magnet. This is pretty much the negative side of the use of the law of attraction. The more we repress negative feelings, the more we attract the same. Therefore, releasing whatever is stuck in our system is going to attract more release, and we're going to feel better and better about ourselves and about our life. That's why the pain body release is such a central piece of work in the CMR process, because we cannot do any reprogramming as long as we are so intoxicated and we are holding so much in our system. Pretty much our life is going to be ruled by the pain body.
There's a few comments coming in about the reaction to that, to the exercise.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah, so one person reacted, couldn't hold arms out. They pulled in, contracted. The face was grimacing, hips, pelvis rocking with anxiety. Pain body. So a lot was going on for that person. That's the power of the mind there. And then somebody wrote in on another pain body. One was, could barely feel any joy. The pain body is so strong and has created so much illness, fear, and lack. There was a very, very subtle difference. I'm assuming that person is speaking about when we did the joy body exercise, that maybe the pain body was it was strong, so they didn't feel much of a difference when they went into the joy. And that is, you're not alone, definitely, whoever that person is. I know many people we've shared stuff like that, so it can be strong at times, but the joy body is definitely there. And then somebody else mentioned on the joy body side, a loose, expansive, spinning, dancing in circular patterns, deep breathing, smiling.
Well, notice that just imagining it changes your state of being. You know, at this moment you imagine that you are eating a lemon, you're going to start having more salivation and you're going to start making faces. So our mind is powerful. It creates states for us. That's why it's so important to watch what our mind is telling us. And that's why we use the neural network patterning that we went through during the second teleseminar, because it is very important. It's pretty much the cause of our pain or our joy is in our mind.
And there's kind of a last one, Luis, that's sort of kind of more on the testimonial side, but I have a musculoskeletal pain condition. I had a very good result with the exercise we did. I live with chronic pain pretty much all the time. Things like changes in the weather affect it. How can I use this information? So this person experienced just a shift with what they were feeling. So how can they use this information more to get more shifts?
This is a one-hour teleseminar where we are studying with this subject. We are going to keep doing these free teleseminars, and we're going to go deeper into this. You know, I teach a whole weekend on pain body release. Probably, Bryce, you'd like to talk about the E-Series. We also offer free exercises there.
Sure.
We also have DVDs.
Yeah, actually, for today, for everybody who's out there, if you came to the landing page where you joined in and got the phone number, you'll see in the lower right, free pain body exercises here. If you click there, it sends you to our website to join our emotional healing at the cellular level. And it's a lesson or a concept that we address every 4 days. Like there's a theme, and there's it's written out by Luis, and then we have an exercise at the end. So every 4 days, you will receive an email from us that is containing all this information that really, it culminates, it builds. Each lesson gets to a higher point to explain our work. And then if you look just beneath that, we have a link for you for watch the PBR video. This is an actual live session with Luis, so you get to see him facilitating a session with a participant from a workshop. They were kind enough to release and allow us to show this video. This is definitely a pain body release session. So watch that at your leisure. And just beneath that is a link, join CMR groups to learn and discuss more. We talk about all sorts of things from conscious communities to, there's groups on anything and everything really related to higher awareness. And then just beneath it, the final link is an actual, if you would like to get the DVD and the ebook together, and as a bonus, get the NNR DVD, which is working with the belief system, which we're going to get into in the next teleseminar and thereafter. The two main tools of CMR, pain body release and neural net repatterning. Pain body release is working with the body, releasing the stuck energy. Neural net repatterning is reprogramming and changing the beliefs we have that are actually creating the pain. So they're two sides to the same coin. Click that link. That's available to you too. So thanks, everybody, for attending. And hopefully we will have you there the next time, here in the next month when we have the fourth teleclass on this topic.
Yes, thank you to everybody, and we're going to continue with this topic, going deeper and deeper in each teleseminar.
Okay, so just be on the lookout for our emails regarding what the next teleclass is all about, and it was great having this. Thanks a lot.